This morning's reading from Scripture comes to us from Galatians. We just heard part of this text during the baptismal liturgy. It comes from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Paul writes, "Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." This is God's word to us this morning. To the Lord be the praise and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, as we said just a few moments ago, this day has long been in the works. And we have just baptized the newest member of our family, Ruri Patrick Monroe Nesbitt. That's a good, strong name, by the way. You guys pick good names for your children. This was supposed to happen some time ago, but challenging schedules and, of course, the onset of COVID-19 resulted in a significant wait. But we finally got there, so I say huzzah. A baptism is always a special moment in the life of a local church. It's a rite that is filled with rich meaning. And baptism goes back to the earliest days of the church and even before the church with our Jewish brothers and sisters. The great 16th century reformer, Martin Luther, I think most of us have heard of him, also known as Brother Martin, or more fearsomely, on some days, as Dr. Luther. Luther wrote at great length about the importance of baptism, and don't worry, I'm not going to quote him at great length today. Brother Martin did have one short piece of important advice that we can hear today, and that advice is to remember our baptism. Remember our baptism. Can you say that? Remember our baptism. Now, as the parent of an energetic 2-year-old myself, I have taken a great interest in the topic of early childhood memories. How much do infants and very young children actually remember? When it comes to specific memories, the answer is not a lot. Not a lot. Maybe that's what helps children bounce back from temper tantrums so quickly and to shift gears. But nearly all infants and young children, they experience what is called childhood amnesia. Childhood amnesia, which means so many of our earliest life experiences by the age of about 4 or 5 cannot be remembered at all. We certainly can remember feelings more so than actual memories. And by the time we reach the beginnings of adolescence, we remember even less about the earliest years of our lives. And any recollections we do have are probably actually inventions of our own brains. It's fascinating stuff, I think. If I think back really hard, I have one very vague memory of watching my neighbor eat his food. I wasn't tall enough to see over the table yet. And I remember him using his fork in an upside-down fashion to stab his food. That's about all I can remember from a very young age of about 2 or 3, and maybe, according to what I just said, my brain might have made that up. We don't know. So, why do I say all this stuff about childhood amnesia? If this is the case, if this is how our brains work, how can we expect Ruri Patrick Monroe Nesbitt to remember his baptism? Well, I think we can find an answer once again from Brother Martin Luther and also from today's passage of Scripture. When Luther called believers to remember their baptism, he wasn't really calling us to remember the specific day or experience of being baptized. I think instead he was calling us to remember that we have been baptized. Do you hear the difference? The actual memory versus the fact that it happened. As Luther would say to his congregation, see, he's German, "Ich bin getauft worden," which is German for "I have been baptized." And when members of his own flock, because he was a pastor as well as a teacher and many other things, when members of his own flock faced hard or troubling times, when they especially felt the weight of their sins, Brother Martin would encourage them to say to themselves, I have been baptized. As we heard earlier in this service, we recognize that in baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to him. And when we belong to God, God gives us a new identity and an eternal hope in Jesus Christ. That's why Paul can say that those who have been baptized have literally clothed themselves with Christ, like a garment. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus, he says. And if you belong to Christ, then he says you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the great promise of God's covenant. And so, in what we have done today, we have affirmed and celebrated that Ruri is a beloved child of God and is called and claimed by Jesus Christ. His life is granted into this covenant of grace that began with Abraham and is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And when he recalls years from now that he has been baptized, Matt and Faye, when you show him his baptismal certificate, he should remember that he is called and claimed by Jesus Christ. And this brings us, of course, to the second and final point that I want to make today. By himself, of course, Ruri will not remember that he has been baptized. At the risk of stating the obvious, he will need us to tell him and remind him of this truth. That's why we all stood a few moments ago, made a promise to support Matthew and Faye as they raise Ruri and their other wonderful children in the Christian faith. We all need help to live together as Christians. Ruri will need us to tell him about the promises we have all made today. He will need us to remind him that he has been baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. He will need us to tell him and to remind him that he has a new identity that nothing can ever, ever take away. We have baptized Ruri as an individual into something that is greater than himself. And this is true for us as well. We all wear many different hats. We all play many different roles. We are parents, we are children, we're grandparents, we're co-workers, we're family, we're sons, we're daughters, we're friends. But in all these things, and above all these things, we belong to Jesus Christ. And in baptism, we have a symbol of dying to our old selves and putting on the new life of Jesus. And by faith, the entirety of our lives is in the hands of the Lord. And we have hope for eternity because of him. That's what baptism is all about. So today, Ruri has been baptized. On this day, as we celebrate together, let us also remember the fact that we have all been baptized. And in the time to come, may we all remind Matt and Faye, Rona, Finley, Douglas, and now Ruri that they too have been baptized and are claimed by Jesus and loved by us and by God more than they could ever know. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.